You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The coronavirus pandemic affected all aspects of our lives this last year as we all adapted to a new reality. Now, one of the hardest hit by the effects of the pandemic was higher education. According to a new series from Idaho Ed News, since the pandemic started, enrollment has fallen by at least 5% at almost every public college and university. Now, the series, Missing Students, Higher Ed's Enrollment Crisis, comes from Idaho Ed's senior reporter, Kevin Richard. And Kevin is joining us live today to talk more about this. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Gemma. It's a relief to only be a guest and not have to host.
You know what? Now that we know you can do it, you're coming back.
It just gives me greater appreciation for you.
Oh, I appreciate it, Kevin. And honestly, I thank you so much for doing that so I could take some time off. Let's get into this, though, because you are focusing in this new series, and you have been doing so much research on this, Kevin, for about the last 4 months or so. Mm-hmm. Now, the series started today on your website, Idaho Ed News. So talk to us first about what you're focusing on in the series.
Well, what I've tried to look at here is what happened with higher education enrollment after the pandemic. And we all knew going in, all of the forecasts going in was suggested that higher ed was going to lose enrollment, and it was going to lose enrollment by huge numbers. I mean, there were forecasts of maybe a 20% drop off in enrollment. Well, that didn't quite happen in Idaho, but since the fall of 2019, that last semester, before the pandemic hit, the public colleges and universities has lost about 5,000 students. It translates to almost a 9% drop in enrollment. And that's still a pretty significant number. I mean, it's not 20%, but it's still significant. And what's maybe more significant and what struck me even more was where the colleges and universities are losing students. What kind of students are not showing up?
So let's talk about that first, Kevin, because what I want to talk about first is the graduating high school class of 2020. So this time last year, those young adults who graduated high school, as you know, a lot of them are not going on to college. So what's happened to them? Where did they go? What are they doing?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, we know that the go-on rate, the percentage of high school graduates in Idaho who went straight into college, we know that only 38% of those high school graduates went straight into college. And they, students can go any number of directions after high school. And we've seen this even before the pandemic. I mean, you have lots of students who go on a church mission. You have lots of students who go into the military. You have students who go into the workforce. That's not really new, but the fact that we had this go-on rate drop so significantly, it was like a 7 percentage point drop in 1 year, right in the middle of the pandemic, that was a warning sign, I think, for a lot of college and university officials. And sure enough, what we saw with college enrollment this year, in Idaho, was that the in-state students, that in-state student population has dropped pretty significantly. A school like Boise State has actually been, fairly steady in terms of enrollment, but they've done it by recruiting a lot of students from out of state. And that's been going on for several years. It's just going on, and it's maybe more pronounced now. So you're not seeing students from in-state going on to college as much as you saw even in past years, even when the go-on rate wasn't all that great. You're not seeing as many rural students. You're seeing fewer students who would be first-generation college students or students that would be eligible for federal financial aid, so low-income students. Those kind of demographics that the colleges and universities really know that they need to do a better job of recruiting, those are the students who are not showing up. Mm.
So, Kevin, why is a dropping college enrollment rate important to Idaho just as a state, if that makes sense?
Well, it's a challenge on a lot of different levels, right? So for the colleges and universities, it's obviously a challenge. I mean, they exist to serve students. I mean, that's the mission of colleges and universities. Plus, you got to factor in the financial aspect. We're expecting colleges and universities in the state to cover more and more of their costs from student fees and student tuition. That's been the business model that the state has adopted for years. So if you don't have students coming in the door and you don't have students and parents paying tuition and fees, you've got a financial issue. It's a workforce issue, because if you don't have a steady stream of college-educated, you know, graduates heading into the workforce, that's going to be a factor for businesses that are looking to expand in Idaho or locate in Idaho. And there's, you know, obviously there's the impact on young adults. Fewer options for them going forward, fewer lifetime options for them, you know, if they, you know, forego college or come for a while and, you know, spend a year or two in college and don't emerge with a degree. So it affects everybody in a lot of different ways.
So how worried then are these schools about these drops in enrollment? And how do they hope to get the kids to come back?
Well, I think right now they're kind of scrambling. And I think that part of the scramble is these students who didn't show up this year, it's hard to figure out exactly where they are. You know, they're not really in the system. They're not really in the education pipeline. It's easier maybe to recruit a high school student, a high school senior, because at least you know where they are. You at least have a high school advisor who can help these students navigate applying for college. You can get in touch with them. Now, a high school graduate who's been, you know, out of the system now for a year, maybe they're in the workforce, maybe they're, you know, on a church mission, you know, who knows? They're just harder to track down. So that's part of the problem. And right now, the numbers going into next year, a lot of the metrics that education officials look at aren't looking very good, you know, in terms of applications, in terms of students filling out paperwork for federal financial aid. A lot of those metrics, and I'll get into that as we go in the series, I think Wednesday is the day that I look at what may happen next year. A lot of tough numbers. This may not be a one-year trend. It may not just be a blip because of the pandemic. So, you know, we may be coming out of the other side of the pandemic, but that doesn't necessarily mean that students are going to return to the campuses.
And so, in this series, as you mentioned, you look at the metrics. You also talk to students about their experiences as well. We only have about a minute and a half left, Kevin, so I'm curious about your takeaway from these students.
You know, Gemma, I was just so impressed by how much they've gone through and how much perseverance they've shown. I go back to when I was a college student and, you know, I didn't have to deal with something this serious, something this, you know, concerning, you know, something to worry about for themselves and, you know, whether they're going to make their parents sick or their grandparents sick. I mean, these kids have shown, and I call them kids, I mean, they're young adults. They show a lot of toughness, a lot of mental toughness. I was really impressed and inspired talking to these students. And I do a story coming up on Thursday looking at the international students at the College of Idaho. And these are students who've been in Caldwell for 3 years or so. They can't go home. They've got to stay in school to maintain their student visa. They've been through a really rough time, but they are so, it's very uplifting, though, to listen to these students talk about their experiences and talk about their determination to see it out.
Well, I always appreciate you coming on the program, Kevin, and also just the reporting that you do. So we have been talking with Kevin Richard of Idaho Ed News. We've been talking about his new series. It's called Missing Students, Higher Ed's Enrollment Crisis. We will, of course, put a link to Kevin's series on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Kevin, always great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.